This podcast contains adult language. Welcome to DigitalDarren.com podcast. Today is October 8th, 2013, and it's a sad, sad day for Atlanta sports. I had to do an emergency podcast with everybody I can think of. We got Mario, Double R, and Calhoun on the podcast. What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
What's going on, Kelly?
Hey, man, it's a sad, sad day for Atlanta sports. Yesterday may have been one of the worst days to be a sports fan in Atlanta in history. And there's so much we could tackle. Hell, we could even start with this. This would be the quickest one. The Heat played the Hawks in preseason. And the first play of the game, LeBron dunked and got the crowd all in. Is that going to show how the Hawks season goes this year?
Oh, man, we ain't looking nothing for the Hawks. The Hawks can't provide nothing. We done with the Hawks. Hawks ain't got nothing this year. What we really was banking on with these families. We thought about diving in the rough this year, but so far it's looking like the food's going. We ain't quite getting the diamond.
Yeah, so let's go on this transition. Before we get to the Falcons, because I think we all got a lot to say about them. What about the Braves losing two hours after the Falcons?
Son of a bitch. Listen. Matt just said we not banking on the Hawks. We really were looking for the Falcons. I'm gonna tell you who gave you that real how we can do it was the Braves. We want the Falcons, but you thought like the Braves coming back. Hey, we got pitching, we got back Hawks. We really were looking for the Falcons. I'm gonna tell you who gave you that real how we can do it was the Braves. We want the Falcons, but you thought like the Braves coming back. Hey, we got pitching, we got back, and sure as shit stink. If you got Atlanta in the front of it, they're going to let you down every time. I'm going for the Wichita Killers. That's what I'm going for.
Double R, you on?
Yeah, I'm on, man. The Braves didn't surprise me that.
Hey, tell them to me.
All right, go. You good. Now, go ahead and say what you were saying about the Braves.
Man, the Braves, they did what they always do. In postseason, the bats go cold. Every fucking year, when we're going to the World Series, the bats go cold. The Braves just always do that.
But the problem with the Braves, they've been doing this for 20 years now.
They've been doing this for way too long.
The regular season, the postseason, they suck.
Yeah, I don't think any analysts actually pick the Braves, though. They all pick the Dodgers. Trying to, like you say, that's just what they do come postseason, man. They give you a good ride out to get your all sorted in. And first round, they
fold. Yeah, but the thing was, like, I was listening to the radio today because I didn't get a chance to watch it. They were saying something like, in the eighth inning, we're up by one, and you do not play your best pitcher. Kimbrel's still on the bench.
They had to get Kimbrel.
That is just amazing. We find ways to lose. And I'm going to tell you, the only team you can put hope in, believe it or not, is the fucking Dreams. And you know what them is gonna do. Get all the way there, get naked on their knees, and won't suck your dick. That's what they're gonna do. Tell you, man. Maya Moe went and put long dick in them the other night. You seen that?
Nah, you tell me about it. Say she beat the mess out on.
They in the finals, though. They're the only team that get there. They're in the finals.
They playing it right now. They're on ESPN right now.
So they on now. So what's the score now? Let's get a quick update. I don't look at
them. What the score is, though, Rashawn? I watch it. What the score is?
I'm not looking at them hoes. They ain't gonna look at me. They don't like me.
That's all I'm saying. We gotta get a championship, man.
It's
gonna be
fucking
dream. They got
that
last year.
Hey, if they win, we might have to celebrate like it's a real sport and a real championship.
But it will be, and it'll be the only one we'll have for Atlanta.
Well, the Braves got one. The Braves got one. But, you know,
Man, they got one with gas with 99 cents a gallon.
Nah, it was cheaper than 99 cents a gallon. You got to think, they got theirs, what, 96? Yeah, like
premium was 98, 99 cents.
Yeah, you right about that.
Yeah, it might have been
89. So right now the Dream losing by 14, so it looks like they'll get swept.
Yep.
What quarter?
Second.
They can make a run to come back.
But they're not going to.
Right.
It's a sad day when you have to talk WNBA to get your hopes up. But anyway, let's transition to the coup de grace, the main course, the Atlanta Falcons. Who want to start? Who want to be the first to, what they say, what Cujo good to say, let me be the first to take a swipe at this lumber. Who want to be the first one to swipe at this?
Let Matt go first. He was talking that shit earlier.
Oh, yeah, man. I know. My biggest thing with the Falcons was coaching staff. Yeah. I just think these boys done went from sugar to just sour shit, man. They had made an adjustment since that second game Seattle last year. We started off with that same shit we had last year in Seattle in the playoff games where the offense went cold. And you saw then that this defense couldn't stop nobody. I blame the front office for letting some decent defensive players go.
Yeah.
Thinking they were ushering in some new people that this looked like shit. And I think that I blame the head coach for dragging adjustments around it and not firing nobody. Like last year, you had Baltimore 13, 12 games into the season. They went out and fired their defensive coordinator. Say, man, you might get this shit done.
Before then, it was even more before then when they got Caldwell, didn't it? They fired
that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that was saying. They
went
12 games in,
were they? They were past 12 games in. They made, it might have been 12. They were toward the end of the year.
It was in week like 14 or so. They were damn near.
Yeah, they gave them the heave ho, though.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they went and fired. I said defense. They went and fired their
offensive coordinator.
Because they know they needed a change. And then you got Sean Payton. He done set out for a whole year. Come back this year and say, hey, we need this defensive coordinator out of here. And bringing it wrong around, and now they playing good. Like, what change is this coaching staff going to institute for these wonderful stories? That's why we didn't need to win last night. Because if they'd have won last night, they'd be content with keeping the team just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Smith ain't really no good coach. Like, you just say the right stuff. You try to say the right stuff to kiss all the blame ass, but you're not doing anything. When it's you come down to a coach, smart, he out coach your ass every fucking time.
And it's really bad when Rich Ryan out coaches you.
It's really bad.
Rich Ryan! He the biggest chili that he out coached you with nothing.
I agree with everything Max said. I think it's a front office issue. I know what you think the issue is.
We're gonna get to it.
I think it's a front office issue. I think Dimitroff and Mike Smith is to blame. You let, over these last 5 years, this character been here. Curtis Lofton, you don't throw no money at him. You don't throw no money at John Abraham. You don't throw no money at, I mean, who you think you gonna, what you gonna do? You keep with this goddamn, we gonna do the forces. These suck on our team. This defense is horrible. And it's getting worse. It's not getting better. And you keep thinking, we don't need these guys. Well, lo and behold, jackass. We need everybody who you let go.
Yeah, you need a, this is not a Belichick, Brady, and New England.
Front hell no.
They figure out ways to plug in different dudes. They still get the job done some kind of way, man. This Atlanta, man. We only win it when we got talent. And I won't even say we needed the coach because the first 5 years of Mike Smith's tenure, I've been one that's been enjoying the party. So, he getting a bad start. I ain't gonna just throw him completely
on
Let's take the immediate thing first.
Let me ask y'all this. We ain't had Mike Smith in a dog fight ass game and he came out on top.
A lot of them.
When? No fuck he ain't.
I say this for Mike Smith. Poor Mike Smith.
We gonna blow out somebody.
We don't blow out nobody. Only blow we had with the Giants.
We jump ahead, and then we
lose. And then we lose.
Hey, but it's funny you said that. Poor Mike Smith, man. Every time he grabs the nuts to do something, real manly and go for it on fourth down, it always bites him in his ass, and he makes the worst fucking fourth down calls. Like, I want to get into the game a little later, so we'll hold off on talking about it.
Now, he don't never grab him. That's
what's wrong when you decide. No, he do grab him. But you put Jaquizz Rodgers in to run a fucking fourth and one.
Yeah, like, he just like the sneak with the Saints. I mean, he grabbed his nuts from time to time. Like, that one bit him, and he was scared to grab his nuts again until last night. And he grabbed him and called the worst possible play you can call.
I personally think Ego got in his way, man. Like, we watched the blogs, and we know they scrimmaging in the red zone. I think for that second week, last week he went for one and threw a dumbass pass out the back of the end zone and didn't get it. And I think he know the pressure of not having it and having people saying you can't score in the red zone. And he called an errant play and tried to go just for the credit to show you that we can do it.
But
everybody,
they can't.
You're taking 3 points. You're down 10, man. You're not down 28. You're down 10. Mike Smith played him out of the game. You can't coach
failure. I gotta agree. I think that's been a problem. I think that's been a problem. The play.
Man, Ryan gets some of it too.
Nah, hold on. We're gonna get to him. Let's talk about Mike Smith first. Let's just address Mike Smith. And
when you say addressing Mike Smith, it's not just Mike Smith. Yes. We're addressing Dirk Cutter. And Mike Nolan, because they're the problem. All Mike Smith is a motherfucker that turned red with that goddamn grease in his hair on the side.
Well, I think he could have vetoed that call. Like, it's his call to go for it on fourth and one, but I'm sure he had to know what type of play was being run. I'm sure he didn't sit there and say, hey, Coach Cutter, you just do what you do.
Of course he did, because he watched that dumbass, bum-ass play with that personnel. Yes, he did. That's what I'm saying. That's the problem.
But you can get vetoed on two levels. You can get vetoed by the head coach, and you can get vetoed on the field when the quarterback calls audible, right?
Here's where I say the problem is. Not just the play call, but the personnel. We have, of course, Steven Jackson is hurt with his bum ass. But you got Jason Snellen on the sideline and Jaquizz Rodgers. We got a guy who's 230, 240 pounds. But we got a guy that's 170, 180. Hey, let's run a dive with the small guy. That's brilliant.
With the worst line, the last thing over here listening to the Cupid Shuffle. This the worst line in the NFL. And they got stuff. They keep getting stuff. They picking the balls up and throwing them back, literally. We got some big, slow linemen that can't block worth a damn. And you run a 5'5", I don't even know how tall Jaquizz is. But you run him back.
He left.
Ain't in the box.
He ain't no damn. He say 5'11"?
Yeah.
He ain't no damn 5'11", sure. Get out of here. He's listed at 5'7". Oh, 4'11". Oh, yeah, you're right, Rashard.
They run him like he was Hulk Hogan.
Well, we all know he ain't got the same steroids that Adrian Peterson have. Here's what I'm saying. If you've been looking at these last few games, now granted, some of these games we're losing with the same kind we was winning last year. So that's the problem. We was winning the same way. And it's just not working. But the second part of this is our personnel sucks. Our line is garbage. Our coaching is horrific. And we got someone who's thinking, I hate it for Tony. I didn't need to trade Tony to Denver, let him go head out with the ring.
So let me ask y'all this then. Is it worth the trade for Julio? Like now, at sitting today, Julio may be out for the season, which is something else that we can discuss later. Was it worth the trade to trade all our depth and draft picks just to get Julio?
Yeah,
of course.
You know what I mean? I'm going to give you a reason why I would take it. I would take that one draft pick, that a sure thing with Julio, then the Falcons have all the draft picks and draft some sucky tight ends or somebody who a long snapper. They'll do some dumb shit like that.
But now it comes to bite you in the ass. No, for the same point. We don't have any depth offensively or defense.
Listen, they don't work the free agency. They don't work.
Now, free agency, you know what the problem is free agency? We're paying somebody $100 fucking million.
Which free the clap, that helped money in the cap. We was $1 million under the cap until they gave them that kind of extension and we got money to spend. Here's the problem with the Falcons. Trying to build a team on a budget. That's the problem. You got a fucking Dollar General defense and you got, the rents on offense, and it ain't gonna happen. You got a $100 million quarterback, right?
Who is a $100 million quarterback?
On, but you spent $3 million in the offensive line. How's that gonna work?
It's only so much money you can spend.
Oh, well, okay. Well, then we go back to the front office issues.
Yeah, so.
Not the front office, man. They send a lot of people out thinking they could be easily replaced. I know it's probably a learning curve, but what we got on the field is just.
Ain't it?
Man,
they should have kept one of them, boy. They should have either kept Brent Grimes or Dante Robinson. One of them.
You should have kept Brent Grimes, but more than that, you got two young linebackers who can play together, Witherspoon, and you had Curtis Lofton. Curtis Lofton went to the Saints and was so good he moved Jonathan Villa to the outside. And now he's the captain of their defense. He was the captain of our defense.
Yep.
And they let that's a young linebacker. You got your young linebacker core. You can stunt this thing out.
Fucking nothing. They ain't get shit for
him. No, yeah, they just lost him in free agency and it wasn't even no big time money.
So what I'm hearing for y'all is this.
And he was trying to come back to the Falcons.
Man, he was gonna play for a little nothing.
Yeah, why you don't get him and get OC Umiore?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you when you know you're in trouble. When you got a motherfucker like Corey Beerman who's dumb enough to marry an old bitch off fucking what is that? Housewife. You got him as your playmaker. You in some trouble. He's too dumb to make real life decisions.
Hey. Hey, he's done for the season. That make it worse.
He's out for the season?
Yeah, he out for the season.
Hey, man. So, Denver, my team, we going all the way.
I ain't going to jump on that bandwagon, man. They got the best quarterback, but you know what? It's just as much as y'all saying Matt Ryan ain't get a whole lot in the postseason.
Oh, you ain't got to say it. You know, everybody know Peyton ain't shit.
But the god of football done been to two Super Bowls.
That one was a fluke with Chicago.
When they
start
snowing, Peyton Manning don't play too good in that snow, though.
Peyton Manning don't play too good when it's time to win in the postseason, but I think they'll walk through that. But we'll get back on the thing. I think they'll walk through the AFC.
So let me ask you a question since we discussed in the front office of the Falcons. Everybody put their GM hats on. What would your next move be? Would you blow up this season? What would you do now?
It's too early to blow it up.
Playing for a while, you better hope you get a wild card and some help. Then the other team's starting to lose.
So y'all still think the Falcons can make the playoffs?
They're gonna need some help. You're gonna need the Chicago's, Green Bay.
That's the fan in Rashard.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
but the league is down though. Like I was telling you, San Francisco ain't having too hell of a year. Green Bay not having that much. New York's not having that. Only one's coming out the East, right?
Yep.
It's only one clear. It's maybe two out the north.
So right now, the Falcons can't catch the Saints. Let's just be real.
No, they're not catching the Saints.
It's over.
San Francisco 3-2. Arizona, who I also picked to go to the playoffs, 3-2. Chicago 3-2, and Green Bay is what 2-2.
Seattle leading that shit.
But we talking about wild cards. So these are the teams the Falcons are behind now. At 1-4, what are they? Yeah, three games behind? No, two games behind. Which is realistic, I guess.
This early in the season. But they're not going.
So what would you do? Like I said, as a GM, what would you do? Because me personally, I would look at blowing it up. Because again, I say blowing it up because we don't know if we'll have Roddy next year. We know we won't have Tony Gonzalez next year.
Wait, blowing it up like what?
Like, I would give Matt Ryan a fake injury, tell him to sit out for the rest of the year. And I would just tank this year. We won the game, so we won't be owing something.
And 1-4.
Hell no.
Why wouldn't you?
Nah, hell no.
The Falcons have a tough schedule coming up. They still got Seattle. They still go to San Francisco. They haven't proven they can be a quality team yet.
Giants did it. When they went to the Super Bowl, they
1-4. Hey, but let's not put Atlanta and the Giants and the Sanders together.
So, you can get hot.
Yeah, but we're not going to back. But look, our problem that we have is personnel and coaching. And that's not something you can change overnight. Because the thing about, the problem why the Giants are struggling is because of their line. One of the major problems we're struggling is because of that line that we got. Both sides of it. We're not getting any pressure.
So y'all saying the Falcons should try as hard as they can to try to make the playoffs still?
You got got to. If you play the starters and you play everybody to week 16 to know who you got next year. You can't tank it yet. You need to know what Matt Ryan made of.
You tied to him. Hold on. Stop, Matt Ryan.
You're going to step up and play Zerati. You need to know if this one, the tight end, going to be able to play Tony next year. You need to know which one of these defensive linemen going to be some next year. Now, you still got a lot to play for the championship, but you got a lot to learn.
But you've already put that money into Matt Ryan, so you're not. It doesn't matter what you learn about him.
So we playing him to the arm break.
God damn it. So I look at it. So you guys say so.
The same way Mike Shanahan decided to play RG3 last year in the playoff game. We're gonna play him to it. We ain't got no more Matt Ryan here.
Yeah, but that they had to do that. Here's what I say: when we get to week 9. Well, no, because if they 2-6, yeah. If they 2-6, 3-5, Matt Ryan went out with the same injury.
The same
injury that Sanchez had, that's the one he'll have.
I think we're one game away. I think the problem is the Falcons are going to beat Tampa Bay. And I forget who they clapped for Tampa Bay. But
It's sorry. They can beat all three of them games the next three.
Nah, you know what? We've been saying it. That's what we've been saying as fans.
But they haven't proven it. And so that's my.
The Patriots coming down here, we got them. Oh, the Dolphins ain't been there for a few years, we got them. Oh, we always play well against the Saints. So you still got to go out there and play the game.
The Jets at home, though, is a real dagger.
They not that good.
So and so that's why don't you just tank now and get a draft pick to trade for more? The possibility of depth we lost by getting Julio. Why wouldn't you just gain that back this year?
I think that's the wrong perception.
Who you gonna get? You going up to Clowney?
Nah, you can trade the first pick. Let's say the Falcons. Let's say in my world, in my GM hat, the Falcons go 2-14 to get the second pick. You can trade that and get 8 more picks. Like most of our frontline players are pretty good. It's when you get to the backups that you have problems.
Not trade depending who coming out, who not. We want
a certain player. We stuck with quarterback, so we know we don't need a quarterback. I wouldn't invest one pick in a defensive end that high. I think you can finagle that into some other stuff. But, you know, I from what I'm hearing from everybody is that the Falcons need talent. And it's only two ways to get talent. You either draft or free agent. And
or trade.
We don't have anything. Or trade.
Trade Roddy White. If you know you're not going to sign him, I'll trade him.
All right.
I mean, if a real GM, this is what I, this
what
is
do you
problem.
Think you can get for Roddy White?
You can get more by not trading him if you know you're not going to pay him.
Or a second round pick.
If he healthy, though, why you trade?
Because you're not going to sign him at the end of the year.
He's been a 1,000-yard receiver for I don't know how long.
Yeah, but I think they're going to dick him because they're going to try to keep Julio. I'd rather them keep him, especially when you're going to lose Tony Gonzalez. But here's what we know. They're not going to be able to tie up that kind of money in just three players with Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and then Roddy White.
But Julio's still on his rookie contract, right?
Yeah, but he's coming out of that when? Next year?
Not this year. Probably at the end of 14.
That's what I'm saying. So, were you going to lose Julio? So, if you're not going to sign him, then the trade deadline coming up, trade him. What we have to invest in now is defense. And what we also have to invest in is a quality coordinator.
Nolan is quality coordinator.
I like Nolan over Dirk Cutter. Dirk Cutter changed something up because last year he had a nice formula. Something's changed up here.
Maybe.
They're not playing the same.
I don't think they trust the running backs like they trusted.
I don't know what's going on. They're not trusting. I put more than Matt Ryan like they did last year. When we stalling out, go to the hurry up. And let them march it down the field.
Double R, you got any thoughts?
That's the only thing working for the Falcons to hurry up.
That's it. So why are we not going to it?
But it seems like when we hurry up, it seems like when we hurry up, we are world beaters from the 20 to the 20. And once it gets into the red zone or the green zone.
And that's when quality coaching comes in. Because it's something he's not doing the same. That's when a Sean Payton, a Brian Belichick, a Mike Tomlin, that's when quality coaches come in. And then that's the problem again. Mike Smith looked very unsure on the sidelines when you watched the game.
Matt Ryan looks pretty unsure.
Because his coach is unsure. Nobody knows what's going on. Mike Smith called a timeout. It's like they go to the sideline. He say, so what you think, man? That's what he's supposed to say. Give me the play.
Yeah. Well, Houston, we got a problem.
So how you think it should go, Mario?
I can't say myself. I think right now they need each other. I don't think they took the Trajan Williams off of Matt Ryan to get him the keys completely to the offense. At least it don't look like to me, because $100 million quarterback is gonna get up to that line and call a timeout and say, hey, this not the best place for this defensive setup thing. Neither one does that. It was the dumbest shit that they could do.
Every time.
They go way back to Michael Turner. They tried to play New Orleans, trying not to give Drew Brees the ball back here before that. And he come out of timeout, man. And he got Michael Turner 8 yards in the backfield trying to get 1 yard, and they get the play stuff. Nobody stopped nobody. Like, who checking who? Do the coach ask the quarterback, and the quarterback say no, and do the quarterback ask the coach, and the coach say no? Who changed who? It's just a go with the play.
It's going all through. It's
told you, Steve Young said it best. Matt Ryan's a fucking corporate quarterback.
Yo, he did. That was a good point.
What do you mean? I didn't see that. What does that mean?
So, just for the listeners and the people who didn't hear that, Steve Young called Matt Ryan a corporate quarterback, and he said he used to be a corporate quarterback, meaning he does his check. Check one, read one, read two, read three, dump it off. And he was like, he had to learn that you can't be a corporate quarterback to win a Super Bowl. You have to take gambles. You have to, sometimes you have to make the bad or the stupid play. He created it. Brett Favre as the one who helped him do that. And Double R, you can jump in if I'm wrong, but he was basically saying that you have to take gambles and make some ill-advised throws to get to the Super Bowl, to get to that Super Bowl status as a quarterback.
Yeah, Matt Ryan would never be a winner.
Yeah.
Keep being a corporate quarterback.
And one thing that Trent Dilfer said too, I don't know if you saw this.
Hold on, I was about to say right there, he can shut it up his ass, because the person who was next to him could not have been more of a corporate quarterback than that. Trent Dilfer didn't do a goddamn thing in Baltimore to get a ring, but be that, right?
Yeah, I think they were in different situations. Like
Joe Flacco did last year.
I mean, I think we'll talk about that later. But and then going back to what Steve Young said, he said also, Trent Dilfer said this, said Matt Ryan, out of all the 9 game winning drives people talk about, only one time Matt Ryan has thrown to win the game. So most of the times, the other times it's been field goals or Michael Turner runs, which means if the Falcons are down 2, you love them. If they're down 4, you hate them. And I'm not sure you want to get that feeling from a $100 million quarterback.
You all keep talking about.
So I'll bring this question around to everybody. Is plain and simple, is Matt Ryan a $100 million quarterback?
Hell no.
Why you say that?
You're a $100 million quarterback. Right now, prove it to me. Julio down. Roddy Hurst. You like Tom Brady. Win these games. You got to win it. You got to prove it. You're a $100 million quarterback. Everybody else hurt. Steven Jackson hurt. You got to put the team on your shoulder and carry the team. If this your team.
Mario, what you think?
Market-wise, what they were paying the other people. Him coming out of that, and he had a first run at it, his first 5 seasons. Like I said, he was tied number 1 with percentage with Peyton Manning at 68.6. 6.8, something like that. He top 5 in yards. He had the best record in the 5 years. Yeah, I mean, considering all that, I probably would have paid him too. Now, you can't take these first 4 games and say we should have never did it.
So let me ask you this. Well, I'll get to that in the end. I'll say my opinion. We'll leave the best for last.
Go ahead.
In my opinion, he isn't a $100 million quarterback because they lose the same way every time. Put the game in his hands, and he always comes up short. With the game on the line, he always comes up short.
Yep, that's not significant of a. But I mean, you gotta have tools there. They got the personnel, and I'm not gonna give him the coach cop out story because. And sometimes it's just a player, but come on now, Dirk Cutter was down in Jacksonville, had the worst offense. Now when you got him, what you thought you was getting?
But the Falcons have the same weapons the Falcons had then. For the most part, they have now.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. Don't think that difference is Roddy's hurt.
Not just that. Not just Roddy's hurt. Not just Steven Jackson hurt. But you talk about you lost 2 starters off the offensive line. Now, that's the biggest thing that's happened. Let's be real here. Like I said before, you have a carpenter building a house without a hammer. That can't work. Now, ask me. Ask me as a $100 million quarterback.
I completely disagree because they scored 30 points last night.
Ask me.
All right. Calhoun is...
Fuck yeah, he is. Matt stole my points. Listen. Matt, say it again. What is he, Matt? What is he?
Top 5 and a few quarterbacks, won the most games in the first 5.
Get real. Come on. Come on.
I think he was like top 5 in QBR.
Come on.
Thinking that all that, I probably would pay him too.
There's no way you cannot pay him.
So why you pay him?
Wait a minute. And then you add that with, like I said earlier, market value. What does market value mean? Well, you bought a house 10 years ago. The property probably was double what it is now, right? So the market dictates the value. Right now, the market value states that a top 10 quarterback should be $100 million.
No.
Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan is more than just 9th, 10th quarterback. Matt Ryan, according to the numbers, is top 5. So when you put all that together, and last year a lot of the games came down to him. A lot of them. The Seattle game. Yeah, okay, you get down the field, you talking about quarterback. Regardless of how it was scored in those 9 games, Trent Dilfer, you bum. Regardless of how many points it was 9 game-winning drives. With who at the helm? It wasn't like Tony Romo now, who would throw the interception. It wasn't like Matthew Stafford, who would just sling it over there. It was a man who methodically moved the ball down the field. Pay him his money. Yeah, he $200 million.
And the reason,
I didn't know Calhoun liked giving head to white people.
Go back and do it, yeah. But if you didn't pay him, and say they were having another 13-3 run, another shot at
the Super Bowl.
Say he won that game in San Francisco. Do you know how many people right now would take a Matt Ryan and max him out? They gave Vic $130 million. They gave Vic $100 million twice.
Exactly.
Say somebody would have paid Matt Ryan.
I just said that.
They tell him, well, go to the market and see what you can get.
But that's the point. You don't. I guess that's my point.
But now you want them and you lose. You lost 15.
But that's my point. If he If he reaches the highest highs, who has a problem making him the highest paid player ever? If the Falcons won the Super Bowl this year, you could pay him a $200 million quarterback.
You
who cares?
Saying that it's 22 starters. No,
he went like that. All right, wait. At the end of the day, he ain't going away. He gonna come back right to the Falcons.
No, now let somebody get that check on the good team. And you mess around here and don't sign him this year and let him be a free agent next year, you don't get butt.
But you can sign him at the end of the year. Like, you guys are act like if we did sign him, somebody's going to take him in the middle of the season. Like that.
If we did sign him, it was a possibility he signed somewhere else next year.
Of course, but you got this year. You could have waited till week 12 or week 13. Joe Flacco had the same situation last year. He was playing on his last deal.
Right now, though, Darren, if he is 1-4 and you hadn't signed him this year, he gets to week 12. And the record is 3-9. You telling me you let him go?
No, you signed him for $70 million.
He's not going to sign for $70 million because somebody going to pay him a max contract. That's the deal what I'm telling you. He's going to get a max contract somewhere else. Let's give him this $100 million.
You play that. You try that game then.
You don't try that game. That's why you're not a GM. You don't do that with that kind of talent. No, you
what
don't.
Type of talent? He hasn't won anything.
He hasn't won anything, but you know, he's going to get his money. He wasn't going nowhere. I would have waited to see what he does.
No, I'm saying, why not play the waiting game? Now,
because you're going to get fucked.
Now, we stuck with a $100 million player who we don't know can do it.
You know what you sound like? You sound like the guy who got some for show pussy and loser trying to get some new pussy.
If you let Matt Ryan walk, you ain't going to get nobody who pull up.
At all. Not close. You're not gonna.
So then, so what you guys are saying is that we're stuck in a really fucked up situation.
No.
Yeah, we not.
How? Cause you guys saying we should stick with Matt Ryan, but nobody can sit here and say with certainty Matt Ryan can win us a Super Bowl.
Well, that's because he always been.
He's been good, never great.
Put it like this: at a 5-5 Mike Smith, he's gonna be coaching, knocking down the door to come coach Matt Ryan.
What are you talking about?
Who wouldn't want to come coach here?
Somebody would love to take him and try to mold him. I mean, just even at that, another franchise would love to have him just for regular season wins. You think another franchise wouldn't be content with right now saying, he won the most games in 5 years. Maybe he can win some games for us.
But then it goes to the same point, and the other franchise gets to the point that we're at now. Can he win the big one? And then that I'm saying, like Calhoun was talking about this earlier. You get to a point where if the goal is to win a Super Bowl, if the ultimate goal is to be win a Super Bowl, it's different from being relevant every year. If your ultimate goal is to win the Super Bowl, you gotta be investing people who you feel who you know can win the Super Bowl. You have to invest that type of money.
Let me ask you something. And this is hypothetical.
Are you telling me that Trent Dilfer was that guy?
They no. didn't sign him to $100 million.
Let me ask you this. If Dan Marino was playing this day and age, would it be a $100 million quarterback? Why you thinking, motherfucker? Would he be a $100 million quarterback?
No, he would.
Not with the Super Bowl, no. Not in the Super Bowl.
Get the fuck out of here. Dan Marino would be a $100 million quarterback. Yes, he would. Well, nobody. Well, yes,
you keep talking about this market value. There's only one person who messed up the market.
It's talent.
It's one person who messed up the market
between
for this.
Your guy, Tony Romo.
Huh?
Who messed up the market?
Jerry Jones paying Tony Romo $100 million. That's why Calhoun say every quarterback deserves $100 million.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that's just what it is right now.
Every other quarterback who got $100 million is a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Joe Flacco is no better than Tony Romo or Matt Ryan.
It was all fool's gold.
Who?
For that. When they gave it to Michael Vick, it was for that.
No, I meant.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't. Yes, not when Philly gave it to him. Not when Philly gave it to him.
After the year, when Philly gave it to him, after that year, he had a hell of a year. But he was an MVP candidate.
But he wasn't worth no $100 million.
What he was worth?
Not $100 million.
What was he worth? 80?
Maybe 75?
Walter. Exactly.
But that's what I'm saying. When you invest that type of money and look at Philly now. They pay him $100 million for a guy who can't win a Super Bowl.
Most of these motherfuckers ain't gonna win a Super Bowl. It takes more than just a quarterback. It takes good coaching. It takes good team. It takes good defense.
Somebody can make that have good coaching.
When?
Andy.
Hey, I'm not what Andy Reid ever won.
He done got them.
Man, give me fuck.
You just said on the podcast last week Andy was a great coach.
What he done did? By what you saying? What has he done? And what is Andy Reid ever gonna do? Not shit.
I say this. It seems like the general consensus of everybody but me is, hey, let's ride with Matt Ryan. At some point, he'll get over the hump.
Got to.
But then more than that, I
consider Matt Ryan the Joe Johnson of the Falcons.
I told you, don't you say that bullshit. That's blasphemy. Don't do that.
$100 million to a player who hasn't proved he can carry us over the hump. Now we stuck in the worst possible situation.
No, we
good, but not great.
A lot of other people would love to have Matt Ryan.
No.
Guess what? If it's 32 teams, 25 of them want Matt Ryan. Pants down easily. You can pick whatever 25 you want. 25, yeah, 26 or 27.
Nah, they ain't going to be.
It ain't going to be 27 to be the top five. Nah, we don't do that. Because we don't know who or what. But it's about a good 2016 that'll take Matt Ryan right now.
It's probably Green Bay.
Once you get past them dynamic four, everybody else can go. You can switch it out however you want.
Seattle wouldn't take them.
You crazy.
Yeah, they would.
Not over Russell
crazy
Wilson.
As hell.
I bet you that.
Crazy as hell.
I bet you that.
You crazy.
They wouldn't take them over Russell Wilson.
They'll take them and go right to the Super Bowl with them.
They wouldn't take them over Russell Wilson.
You crazy as hell. They'll take
them. I mean, y'all talk. I guess maybe I'm missing something.
The only second-year player that may not is Jim Irsay. Cause that fucker Andrew Luck look like something.
Why? Russell Wilson did the same thing Matt Ryan did. He won a game last year in the playoffs.
He do not look like
that. I think Indy probably would take Matt Ryan.
He might.
But y'all, maybe I'm not looking at the same. Maybe we not looking at the same game or interpreting everything as the same.
Oh, you want to just blame one guy? You're not looking at all the factors that goes into the loss.
I'm not blaming him. I just say he's not a $100 million quarterback.
Clearly he is.
I don't see how you say that.
Drew Bledsoe to $100 million. I think Matt Ryan
was good. Drew Bledsoe wasn't no. Let's be honest. It's probably only been 8 or 9 $100 million quarterbacks in the league. That's what I'm saying.
Michael Vick had 2.
Why not? Tony Romo got 1.
And that's who fucked up the market. That, like, let's put him over in the special case. Jerry Jones fucked up the market with Tony Romo.
It ain't what you think you're gonna do. That is what you're going to, where can you do it
No, because everybody else got it based on what they've done. These are the only ones who've gotten it off projection. Them and Michael Vick. Everybody else who got it based on, hey, this person has proven this.
Drew Bledsoe
ain't getting no damn $100 million contract. They wouldn't even get out $100 million contracts in the 90s.
They damn sure won. He got a big contract. He won $100 million, though.
Who? Drew Bledsoe?
Yeah.
That
bastard
didn't get $100
million. No, no fucking way, man.
Go look it up somewhere.
Look it up.
I'll look it up for you.
We okay. On the computer. While we looking at the dream getting dusted, we'll look at it.
Yeah, Carson Palmer got a lot of money when he went to
Cincinnati. These people get money, but not
$100 million.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, they ain't
clipped
that
$100 million
ball. Just Google it somewhere and go and
find out
the secret.
Oh yeah, it did say he signed a
then
record $103 million.
Holy fuck, I didn't know that.
Me neither. So I'm completely wrong.
Let me ask you this
one. How the fuck did Drew Brees get $100 million contract?
Well, he took the Patriots to the Super Bowl.
No, but Tom Brady won that.
Nah, the year before that. The one with Bill Parcells with the coach, and they lost in the Super Bowl. They got the shit beat out of them. So, they again, he took them to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's not a way. How the fuck did he get $100 million contract?
So, Matt, to the point, they paid him $100 million because he took them to the Super Bowl.
In 01, he got $100 million.
Carson Palmer had.
I'm finna look that one up, cuz.
Hey, man, Matt seemed like if, hey, you might be a guru if Carson Palmer had it for real.
Carson Palmer had one, man. I remember when he went to Cincinnati. I'm telling you, man, they paid that boy a lot of money. He was a stud out there, too. Michael Vick, we all know Michael Vick got it.
Carson Palmer didn't get no 100. Hold on. It say he got an extension.
119.
Let's see. It's the difference between the extension and signing $100 million.
No, the fuck it ain't.
Like Matt Ryan, I mean Matt on
staff, man, $100 million contract.
No, he got an extension, and it's totally $100 million.
It's $100 million. It's $100 million.
It's a Carson signed a 6-year contract, in addition to the 3 years remaining on his existing deal, the value was worth so over 10 years. So he signed a $60 million extension. That's not signing $100 million.
$118 million. You being too particular here now. Listen, that's too particular. It's $100 million fucking contract, Walters.
Alright.
Same thing. You got a guy like I
gotta
say, Carson Palmer.
And Drew Bledsoe. Oh, you can show it up your ass.
Well, Drew Bledsoe took the Patriots to the Super Bowl. So, again, Carson Palmer, Tony Romo, Michael Vick, Matt Ryan are the ones who don't. It's something about, I just don't see how you can sign Matt Ryan to a $100 million contract.
I don't see how you can.
So, let me ask you this. If he never goes to the Super Bowl, was it worth $100 million?
Yeah. Never had a back, 40, what was it, 45, 48 years, never had a back-to-back winning season. We had 5 consecutive winning seasons.
So Super Bowls don't matter to you, Calhoun.
No, I'm just saying here what's going on so far. This is still a young player. Yeah, what the hell?
I'm not counting one season, I'm counting last year, his playoff record. I'm saying this, he hasn't proven to be a $100 million player from a he can win you a. Can y'all see him say he can win a Super Bowl?
Yeah. Yeah, it takes more than him, though, but he can. I don't think.
What makes you say that?
I don't think he has the talent to. Mike Smith.
No. What talent is the word for ain't did shit. Talent is the word for ain't did shit. Anyway, do y'all think he can win the Super Bowl?
Not by himself. He going to need help.
Offensively and defensively.
And coaching.
Matt Ryan ain't the type of quarterback that can put the team on his back.
Yeah. And do you pay $100 million to a player who you say can't put the team on his back?
I think he can.
He got what he was going for. I ain't mad at him.
So what does that mean? So what's your word for Matt Ryan, Walsh?
I told you like this. I love him for $65, $70 million. Hate him for $100 million.
You got a bargain basement deal. You want to pay him $65 million, a quarterback. When you got fucking linemen getting that kind of contract, man.
I'm glad we got the podcast. Today is this is Digital Darren.
What did Darrell Reeves just sign for in the offseason?
That's why you don't pay a cornerback stupid money
like
that.
You know what I'm saying? So get that out of here, man. They signed it with the deal.
This is the Digital Darren speaking. 10:18 is 9:32 p.m. while we record this. It's a Tuesday. Matt Ryan's $100 million contract will be what sinks us for the next 5 to 8 years.
That is just... That's bullshit.
And I'm a Falcons fan saying that.
That's bullshit because it's a lot of factors that's sinking us right now. You just want to keep blaming this guy. You like the coaching right now?
I think it's something left to be desired. So, no, I don't.
What about the front office moves and what they've been doing recently?
I think they gave up for too much. I told you that at the time they gave up too
much. So you're not satisfied with the front office?
But you guys say that was a good move.
No, I just said you're not satisfied with the front office.
I'm not.
You're not. And you're not satisfied with the coach.
I said the three entities, I'm satisfied with Mike Smith over Matt Ryan and Dimitrov. That'll be who I'm most satisfied with out the three entities.
You're more satisfied with Mike Smith?
Out of those three, I would say I'm more satisfied with Mike Smith.
I say I'm more satisfied with Matt Ryan.
Okay. Yep. Out of the three groups, Matt Ryan, Mike Smith, and the front office, who you think has done the best job?
I think they all just having a bad year. All part of the first 5 years, y'all been drinking Kool-Aid. You've been around here partying that tailgate, thinking we had a chance. Now, these first, they lose both games, and you throw it all under the bus.
Like I told, I don't know if it was you, but the problem isn't that they're losing. It's the fact that they lose the same way every time. Playoffs, regular season.
And the coach is down, and the quarterback really not belonging to the best yet. Collectively, as a group, in the first 5 years, they did the same.
Exactly, and so that's what I guess that's getting to my point. If we're talking about just being good or being Super Bowl winners, there's a big difference between the two.
We don't have a Super Bowl front office or head coach.
Best shot and we blew it.
Exactly, I agree.
Yep.
And how did we blow it? Our $100 million quarterback couldn't make a play to win the game. Let me ask you this, Calhoun. You're a Matt Ryan fanboy.
I think you're racist.
I'm a Tony Romo fan. You a Matt Ryan fan.
Hold on, what you say, Matt?
Matt Ryan fixed the million and fixed the vibe. I bet you there's some subpar quarterbacks out here that got that kind of money.
All of them.
Let me ask you this. All I'm doing is ask you this.
Fucking Matt Flynn got by 40.
Let me ask you this. Can you put the team on Matt Ryan back and tell him to deliver us to the promised land?
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Double R, you say no, right?
Not right now, man. I don't think Matt Ryan need help. He can't do it by himself.
Matt, can he do it by himself?
Can Matt Ryan do it by himself? No.
Who can?
You know the people who can do the same old thing.
No. Because none of them did. Drew Brees showed you what he can do by himself without Sean Payton. Shit. Bill Belichick showed you with Matt Castle I get this team 11-5. So it ain't just Tom Brady. All Brady to do something is like Peyton Manning, but he's hogwash in the playoffs. Come on now.
Again, we are talking. One Super Bowl is enough for me. One Super Bowl, we can shut the fuck up.
A lot of greats don't have a Super Bowl, though. Warren Moon and Dan Marino don't have a Super Bowl.
They didn't get a $100 million contract.
In the 80s, nobody did.
I'm thinking Matt Ryan over Eli Manning with his two Super Bowls right now.
Ooh, that's strong.
Yeah, Eli playing like shit right now.
That is true.
And Eli ain't did it by himself, Walter.
Damn sure did.
Front line that first year they beat your Patriots.
When it came time to make a play, Eli made a play.
Man, get the fuck out of here. Straight hand, Tuck, Human Yura, Kiwanuka, that's Alpha. Them folk made that Super Bowl. Not no damn Eli. Just like last year, Jacoby Jones made that Super Bowl. Not no damn Joe Flacco.
The point is to outscore your opponent.
Okay.
Eli threw a touchdown to win the Super Bowl, is how I remember. With the game on the line, he threw a fade to Plaxico Burris, right? Yes or no?
He dropped his head and prayed for the game. Now, you talking like you're...
So, let me ask you this. Can Matt Ryan do that? Can Matt Ryan do that?
Yes.
Has he done it?
Yes.
Has he done it when it counted? The biggest stage ever. Has he done it on the biggest stage?
Hey, he done it twice last night. Julio let him down once and Julio
called. Now, what about the time when he threw that 4th-and-3 pass, or 4th-and-4 2-yard pass? What was that?
What about the 4th-and-1 he threw to Tony Gonzalez and got the first down?
Nobody not saying he not good. I'm just saying he's not $100 million good.
And I'm telling you, he's $100 million good.
But, I mean, what you telling me that Eli did, he had the game-winning drive. Okay, yeah, he got that. But how would Eli play so spectacular? When Gil Tyree catch the ball in the face mask, when Santee Samuel drop a clear interception that he made every time.
Exactly.
They get the ring. But what did Eli do?
Just like Matt Ryan got bailed out last night by that rough call. Sometimes stuff happens, but when it came time, Eli probably made the second prettiest throw ever in the Super Bowl, the second Super Bowl, the one with Manningham caught. That was a gorgeous pass when it counts.
It was a gorgeous pass, and it was a hell of a reception.
It really was.
I'm telling you, 8 out of 10 receivers in the league dropped that. Everybody don't even make that play.
So let me ask you this. You just said you can't trust Matt Ryan. Can you trust any quarterback to put the team on their back and carry them? Out of all 32.
Yeah, you got plenty of them.
Okay, so that's the point. You just said there's plenty you can trust, but you can't trust Matt Ryan.
You got, I'm saying plenty as in more than a handful, four or five. You got to prove it. I would go with Aaron Rodgers, Payne Manning, Drew Brees, and Tom Brady.
So let me ask you this. We're going to play a quick
little
game.
And I would trust Payne Manning. In the postseason.
We're going to play a quick little game. I'm going to say a quarterback. I want y'all to say y'all think Matt Ryan better.
No, we're not going to do this.
It's only going to be a quick game. Just a quick game. Is that cool with everybody?
Go ahead.
Let's start off. We'll start off something easy. Cam Newton.
Cam.
Yeah, I'm taking Matt Ryan.
Well,
who you taking? That, essentially, this is who would you take? The quarterback or Matt Ryan? Who would you take? Cam Newton or Matt Ryan?
Don't ask me nothing that dumb.
Answer the question.
Of course, Matt Ryan.
Andrew Luck.
Matt Ryan, listen. If they ain't even been in the league for 5 years, don't even say their name.
How?
Period. Don't even say their name.
All right, Rashad, Double R, who you take?
Doggone Matty Ice.
What about you, Mario?
Matt Ryan. The new
quarterback. What about B and Roethlisberger?
Right now, hell yeah. Being like cat shit for the last 2 years, actually.
Who you take?
Who you said?
Roethlisberger.
Right now, I gotta tell you, Matt Ryan, Ben Roethlisberger beat up.
Man.
Mac, Mario, who you say?
I'm taking Matt Ryan.
Joe Flacco.
I'm still taking Matt Ryan on Flacco. Flacco, he had a good team around him, too.
Yeah, Hall of Fame was all up and down the roster.
Well, for me, that's gonna be flip
a coin. I tell you. Both of them are quarterback. Can't go wrong with either one. They're the same type of quarterback.
Same type of quarterback, man. Flip a coin, whichever way you give it.
This is backfiring on you.
It's not a backfire. I'm just curious. I mean, so you guys are basically saying Matt Ryan is in the. So I guess in everybody's estimation, Matt Ryan is the top 7 quarterback.
Everybody keeps saying that.
Yeah. We got him under the top of the elites, but when you start bringing the Sal Brothers and the Alex Smiths to the party wall, you have no support in your play.
I say this. I say Matt Ryan. I say Matt Ryan on the level of Russell Wilson, Andrew Luck. I think Flacco's ahead of him. No, I'm not. Any Super Bowl winning quarterback, Flacco had 11 touchdowns and no interceptions on that run.
This man is a jackass.
No, I'm not saying like y'all like giving Flacco his due head.
You giving him too much. They're the same fucking quarterback, different jerseys.
And you talk about Hall of Famers. Matt Ryan had more offensive weapons than Flacco last year.
Oh, well, let's not take a shit at Anquan Boldin, Ray Rice, Torrey Smith now, and Dennis Peter.
Now, you will compare them. You serious going to compare them to
Ray Rice better than anything Julio, we had in the backfield. Anquan Boldin.
Tony Gonzalez.
Anquan Boldin good.
How are you going to compare them to them?
Now, we got the best wide receiver core. Now, who we going to – are you going to – now, wait, Matt. Are we going to compare Deku to Ed Reed?
No, we going to compare offense because you – all I'm saying is this. Previous Super Bowl winners have shown you don't need an elite defense to win a Super Bowl.
Green Bay had a good defense.
They were right like
28.
The Patriots were right 30 making the Super Bowl.
Man, get the hell – and they lost.
But they made it. We ain't even made it.
This one ain't valid.
It is valid.
No, it's not.
Alright. We'll agree to disagree. I don't think Matt
Ryan. No, you know the motherfucker wrong. No, we right, you wrong. Let's agree to that.
Okay, y'all right, I'm wrong.
You're telling me that right now you think it's Jay Cutler. You're drinking the Kool-Aid with the Russell Wilson and the Kaepernick. They told the Kaepernick we're going to beat this. I want you to go back and look at his last 3 or 4 stats.
Like I say.
15.
I think Flacco better. I think Flacco better than Matt Ryan. I think Tony Romo better than Matt Ryan. I think that Matt Ryan, Jay Cutler, for different reasons, Russell Wilson, I think Andrew Luck may be all them in the same group. However you want to look at it. That's how I feel.
That Tony Romo statement was real blasphemy.
I asked you just like I asked. Now, Calhoun laughing and talking all this mess. Could Matt Ryan keep up with Peyton Manning like Tony Romo did yesterday? I mean, on Sunday.
We would have made a different game.
Let me ask you this. Can Matt Ryan keep up? Huh?
You beat him last year.
I ain't ask that. With Peyton Manning and his bitch, could Matt Ryan keep up score for score like Tony Romo?
We would have made a different game of it.
You not answering my question.
You talking about they beat him last year,
Walls,
with five interceptions.
And they had Von Miller.
You not answering the question. Denver this year is different than Denver last year. Peyton Manning is on a godlike streak. Could Matt Ryan keep up score for score with Peyton Manning? That's the problem y'all keep talking about last year. This is a different year.
Goddamn Peyton Manning last year.
This is a different year. My point is,
how they playing? Probably not. But what's your point?
Because you think Matt Ryan, if he can't keep up, and Tony Romo can, that's my point.
Is that Dallas team stacked, though?
Tony Romo has higher highs, in my opinion.
What? Is that Dallas team stacked?
Hell no.
You crazy as hell.
They got Matt Ryan. That's no. It.
What? They talent is way better. And they got Jason Witten. And they got Murray. And they got...
Murray and all that.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
He okay.
What's the Russian man? We
not talking about defense. We talking about offense.
That makes a difference.
No, it don't. Not on the offensive side of the ball.
Oh. Fuck, man. So we discontinued.
I'm still waiting on the point to say that. Can he keep over Peyton Manning?
My point is Tony Romo is better than Matt Ryan, in my opinion.
Drew Brees
last year. Last year, this is a different year.
But what you saying?
Y'all keep saying, y'all argument is last year. I'm saying this year. I'm saying right now Tony Romo is better than Matt Ryan. No, just because the performance he did Sunday, Matt Ryan could never do.
On one performance, can't say he's better, Darren.
Huh?
On one performance, can't say he's better.
But Tony Romo been doing this consistently.
You sound like a jackass. Tony Romo been fucking up consistently. You want to bring up numbers, interceptions?
That concludes this podcast. He said, oh, come on, Walt.
Hey, I'm a Tony Romo fan. I just feel like... Matt Ryan is a hometown guy. I don't feel neither one of them worth $100 million. I just say Tony Romo built, in my opinion.
You got that out of the dog's ass.
But no, I might take Matt Ryan just based on the wins he previously got and the stuff he did. Tony Romo definitely ain't won
it. I never said he did. I'm just saying, in my opinion, he's a better quarterback.
How much
Tony Romo worth? $60-$65 million. Like, him and Matt Ryan in the same worth category. I wouldn't say he worth $100 million.
How many game-winning drives Tony Romo got?
He probably got like 9, too. You'll be surprised.
Goddamn block.
No, we can look it up real quick. We got a computer right here.
I know he threw for a lot of yards last year. Man, Tony Romo.
Oh, he a stat stuffer. He a stat stuffer, but he ain't shit.
Tony Romo got 19.
Matt Ryan got 27.
23.
I say 27.
No. The age, you clown. That's the game-winning drives.
Oh, man, that ain't shit, man. He's number 7. Man, get the fuck out of here with this Tony Romo shit, man. He's tied with Jay Cutler. And that list show you who's who. He's no matter Hasselbeck out here. He's been there for the longest, so that's why he's up there. But that's it right there.
I just feel Tony Romo better.
So now let's go back to that.
So what's the consensus then? Like, how do you fix the Falcons?
You sell them to L.A.?
Fuck around, y'all will be crying if they went to LA. How do you fix it, Matt?
How do you fix the Falcons?
Yeah.
Like I said, man, right now, I think it gotta be a change to somewhere around that core. Offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. It's gonna start in the front, cause they got a lot to do with these injuries they have. And the players ain't gonna fix. The players are playing wounded and think, you know, I can help the team, but it's going to take a real coach to know who the better person for the job. It takes a good coach to know, hey, all right, right, we got to come out, we're going with Harry. It's going to take a lot of swapping the personnel, but it's going to start with the front office.
Calhoun, how do you fix the Falcons?
You don't build that fucking stadium for that second-rate team like that old lady said on TV. It started with the front office wanting to get some talent.
So Matt Ryan's untouchable in your eyes. In both of your opinion, Matt Ryan's untouchable.
Fucking yeah.
Okay.
Not even close. That's a tree you don't even bark up. I think the thing is, you start with the talent. We are depleted at talent, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and it's just not going to work. As far as the coaching goes, I think you're one or two coordinators away. Maybe if you don't want to do nothing with the court, like Max said, we got that motherfucker from Jacksonville. Come on.
You won't get nobody from Jacksonville.
You don't want to get nobody. It's like going to get somebody from fucking, yeah, Jacksonville. You don't want to get shit from Jacksonville. So I think that you gotta, it starts there. I'm not going to say, the fan in me want to say, fire Mike Smith, get rid of Dimitrov. That's just not reasonable. Dimitrov have turned the franchise around. And as far as Mike Smith goes, he's not a bad coach. Now, he's not great. He's not going to make nothing happen. And what's really been shown is he's really been outcoached. When you get outcoached by Rex Ryan, that really says a lot.
Well, let me ask y'all this then. Can they grow into being more than what they are now?
We don't have that kind of time.
But the grow means coach quarterback.
No, because it's going to be a while for Mike Smith, I think.
So,
right now, I think they did. They brought Tony back, and they tried to keep this team like this with the defense thinking, we got a win now type of team. You know what I'm saying? I think that's why they did all that. That's why they spent the money. They thought, based on last year, we got a team that's set up to make another run right here this year. I think at the end of this season, we'll see the changes. Because They know good and well, we're not a contender.
We're not.
Based on last year and those projections, you thought, you know, I'm going to throw all my chips on the table because I think we can get right back. And it didn't happen. And I think at the end of the year, you'll probably see a few more changes coming around.
You're going to see a lot of changes.
So, okay, let me ask this question because Calhoun said it earlier. And then, you know, we can kind of put the Falcons thing to bed for now and maybe do some picks real quick. The Falcons have a lot of close games, and last year they won them. This year they're not winning. Is that a sign of a bigger problem?
I think it's just it's shining a light on a problem. It's showing you something that you probably didn't know that you had. A lot of people say, you know, remember Mike was saying that. Y'all just winning lucky-ass games. But I think it's shining a light on some real big problems. And one light that it's shining on is that our defense is without talent. And it also showing like now you have to put more money, you have to have a focus on more than skilled players. It seemed like we were just going after this is what it looked like we was doing. It looked like they bought a fucking Lamborghini with a goddamn Ford motor. And that's what it looks like. Like you say, you got $100 million quarterback. But why would you get $100 million quarterback and then don't even spend $20 million in the line problem? That ain't gonna work.
Mario, any thoughts?
Nah, I mean, I gave on what I said, so what's your thought on Pleasing the
Fair? I said it earlier, I think you bottom out. I think we need talent. I mean, I agree with, you know, the fact that we need talent, and I don't think we have any anything on the team now that can fetch us real talent. Except for, you know, that enough talent that we need. So I say you bottom out. You try, like, you have to turn the next two drafts into 10 pick. You got to get 10 players who are going to play off the next 2 years. You need to at least get 6 off of this year. So going into 2014 season, we need 6 to 7 players who are going to play.
To be honest with you, too, honestly, I don't think we draft good. So I think that's why they do a lot of shot in the dark or trade their picks to do this and do that. I don't think our organization draft good. I give an example of a team I think draft good. And it's a team that look like shit right now. Tampa Bay. These last 3 or 4 drafts when they hired their GM, that motherfucker's been drafting his ass off. New England. They are magicians with their picks.
But they keep their picks in. Now, I think the problem is we traded a lot of our draft for Julio. And that's why I would ask you guys. Would you do it again if you were?
I
would. You know what I'm saying? Because we got Julio to win now, and we won now. But if the ultimate goal is to win the Super Bowl, you basically cut your hand to spite your face to a certain point.
Yeah, we just fucked ourselves last year. Last year was our time.
But now we're in the point where we don't have enough. We're at the point where we're 3 years behind because we don't have enough talent, and you know. It takes wives to develop talent. Just because we get those players next year, assuming we do, they don't have experience, blase this, blase that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why these problems are never a one-year problem. You know what I'm saying? The good thing about NFL scheduling parity helps out. But I think you're at the point that you think about bottoming out, or at least bottoming out enough to where you can get enough, or high enough pick where you can get more picks. And that's what New England does. They basically swap picks to get more picks. You know what I'm saying? And so I think that that's what we need to do.
I think the Falcons is a mirror of life to a degree. Yeah, they said you grow wise, right? You gain wisdom, but it costs you your youth. So I think by the time these three motherfuckers get it right, they'll be long gone from the Falcons. Or maybe one will be there and two will be gone. Because that's what's going to happen.
When you say three motherfuckers, you mean Matt Ryan.
The three Stooges. I think somebody's... Because Arthur Blank, I don't think, is going to put up with this shit too much longer. So somebody's going to roll. I hope Mike Smith do the thing that Jim Mora didn't do and fire a coordinator before they fire him.
Yeah, I'd like to see Mike Smith for around. All right, so, Mario, any more thoughts on the Falcons?
Nah, man, that'll conclude it for me tonight, man.
All right, now that we've given you over an hour thoughts worth of Falcons, going to do a real quick picks for this week's NFL games. We're going to say a straight-up winner and a line winner, and if the line is correct. So, to start out, the Thursday night game is the New York Jets and the New York Giants, excuse me, and the Chicago Bears.
Bears.
And they're at Chicago. The line is Chicago by 8. I think you take the Bears by that.
The Bears.
Yeah, so both for straight-up win and on the line, I would take the Bears, me personally. I think the Bears maybe win by 10 or something like that.
I would hope the Giants get this shit together sooner or later, but I don't think they're going to.
Yeah. Real quickly, these games are in order now. This is a 4 o'clock game, but this is one of the marquee games. The Saints at the Patriots in New England. The line is New England by 3. I actually think the Saints win this game straight up, so I wouldn't bet that line. Who you got, Calhoun?
I got the Saints.
We both think the Saints are going to win, so I wouldn't bet that line. Next, we got the Bengals and the Bills.
Bengals.
By 9, that line's too high. I think the Bengals win by 3, maybe 4 at the
most.
The
Bills cover the spread.
Yeah, the Bills cover the spread. We got Detroit at Cleveland.
That's a real funny game now.
Yeah, that's an interesting game. The line is Detroit by 3. With Calvin Johnson hurt, I actually going to take – well, no, I can't bet Brian Wheaton. Detroit wins by 1. And it's a very low-scoring game. It may be a 10-12 or 10-13 type game or whatever.
It's a good game.
Yeah, it's going to be good for all the wrong reasons. The Raiders at the Chiefs. Line is I take the Chiefs to win. Calhoun, who you got winning?
The Chiefs, but I think it's going to be surprising. One is the division.
Yeah, it's not going to be the line.
So it's a real prize balling his ass.
He's
off.
Actually pretty decent. That's the line is KC good. By 10. I wouldn't bet that line.
No, hell.
Next, you got the Panthers at the Vikings. Real quick, what do you think about
the garbage bowl game?
What do you think about the Vikings getting Josh Freeman? Just real quick, though.
Great move. I think. I forgot it is. Yep. I think
he's going to be playing in this game.
Of course not. But I think they're going to turn it around.
Okay. So who do you have winning this game? While we get back to the Panthers and the Vikings.
Oh. Oh no, that's hard.
The Lions in Minnesota by 1. Cam has been secretly bad this year. I'm going to take Minnesota at home. I just think Adrian Peterson have a breakout year, a breakout game, excuse
me. I take the home.
Next, you got the Steelers at the Jets. The line is New York by 3. I say bet that line all day because I think the Jets beat them by 7.
I didn't recognize how much of a Steelers fan I am. I'm still a Steelers fan. I don't believe in the Jets. I'm going to take the Steelers.
You got the Steelers to win the game?
I'll take the Steelers.
Okay. Then you got the Eagles at the Bucs.
The Eagles.
The line is Philly by 1. It wouldn't matter. Philly, y'all take that line. We both have Philly winning. The Bucs have just fell apart. Until they fight Shiano, you might want to bet against them.
Yeah.
You got the Packers and the Ravens.
That's a good one.
I think the Packers on the road. I didn't know the Ravens were 3-2, so Flacco isn't as bad as we think he is right now.
I'll take the Ravens at home.
You going to take the Ravens at home? I'm going to take the Packers on the road. The line is Green Bay by 3. I wouldn't bet that line. It's too high.
Rams at the Texans is easy. I'm taking the Texans.
Rams at the Texans. Texans, I think, will win, but not by 9. They're struggling. They'll probably win by 4.
Yeah, I won't take them.
We got the Titans at the Seahawks.
That's not going to be good. I'm going with the Seahawks.
Seahawks are going to win, but not by 15. I think the Seahawks win by
10. That's horrible.
Yeah, that's a very high line. I would stay away from that line. Now we got Arizona at the 49ers. I'm going to Arizona.
I'm going 49ers.
By 13?
Not by 13.
Yeah, that line is too high. Vegas, what are you doing?
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know why the NFC used to get so much head, but they got the 8 o'clock game with the Redskins and the Cowboys.
It's going to be fun, but I think the Cowboys beat the
Redskins. Tony Romo don't win. Do they win by more than 6? Would you bet that line?
I don't know. They're iffy. RG3
now. I think Dallas winning by 4.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet.
I wouldn't bet that line.
But they might. They might. That's actually going to be a damn good game.
The Monday night game is the Chargers and the Colts. And the Colts. I have Andrew Luck winning. I'm becoming more and more of an Andrew Luck fan every week.
And he's doing something.
The line of San Diego by 2. I think the Colts kill that line. So I would bet Indy if I could. Who you got winning the game?
Phillip Rivers back to form, mama.
Phillip Rivers back.
That's my guy.
I know that's your guy.
I know that's my guy. I think the Colts will win, but my fanhood, I'm gonna say Chargers at home. Okay. I think the Colts will win though, but I know that's a pussy pick me doing that, but I got it. Phillip Rivers, my guy, man.
No, that's you got to sometimes go with your heart. Now this last line is significant because it's the highest line ever.
How you know that?
Because they said it. But this is the Jaguars versus the Broncos, and the line is by 28.
And they cover it. And they cover it.
Some places it's 28, some places it's 27. Let's just spend a quick couple of seconds talking about this. Does this say more about Jacksonville's sorriness or Peyton Manning and Denver's greatness? And you can only pick one. It says more about Jacksonville.
It says more about Jacksonville's sorriness.
A pro team should not be favored by 28 by another pro team.
Not ever. But it says that goes to show you Jacksonville.
That's a very, 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 very big line. And of course, Denver's probably is going to win the game. My question would be, do they cover?
Yeah.
You think they cover 28 points for you?
I do. I think
Seattle beat them 45-17. I think that's how they beat Jacksonville. That's a 28 points. I don't think they cover. I think Jacksonville
covers. They just scored 51 against a much better team.
I think that the Broncos jump out early and take their foot off the gas.
If they do that, they don't cover.
But I'm saying you're saying they cover.
I think they cover.
I would bet Jacksonville on that line. It's hard to beat them.
I wouldn't bet Jacksonville, period.
It's hard to take that.
That's a mean line to take. But if anybody gonna cover it, I do. In the regular season?
Hey, man.
You better put your money on paper.
Whether they sit him early. But the NFL teams don't sit people.
They're not going to sit this early in the year.
Because you pay for a ticket. Yeah, they don't. I'm saying they don't sit. I'm not saying exactly. Sit. I'm saying like let them give the halftime.
Nah, fuck, man.
I'm leery about a 28-point line.
Hey, man, they don't let the game.
You know who had the previous record?
Who?
The Falcons.
For what game?
It was the Baltimore Colts versus the Falcons in 67. And the line was 26.5 or something. Baltimore over the Falcons.
Who won? What was the score?
Baltimore won, but the Falcons covered. So Baltimore may have won by like 14-21. I mean, you can beat them by 21 and still not cover this line. Exactly. But I'm just saying the point was, you can win by 21 and still not cover this line.
Yeah, I think they cover.
I think Jacksonville doesn't. I think the Broncos don't cover. All right, we did a real quick picks and kicks. If you listen this long, you are truly a fan, and we have a prize for you. Email us at digitaldarren@gmail.com and let us know you sat through the whole thing. We'll send you a t-shirt. Again, thank you for listening. This is Digital Darren and Calhoun signing out. And make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Until next time.
Until next time.